Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's been a big week in Australian sport, with Gay Waterhouse winning her first Melbourne Cup, Mark Schwarzer announcing his retirement, and good times ahead with the Ashes to start later this month. Let's hope. Cross it all is our sports guru for Open House, Thomas Whalen. Thomas, welcome back.
Good evening, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Always great to talk. So, Mark Schwarzer, let's start with him, announced his retirement this past week. Huge news for Australian soccer.
Huge news. What an Australian champion, Mark Schwarzer. He's been representing the Socceroos for over 20 years. His debut, I believe, was back in 1994, if memory corrects. And he's just been an absolute stalwart for the Socceroos ever since. He's been one that's been called on so many times to save us in penalty shootouts, and he has come through admirably. Yes. He's been a leader all of that time, and it's a big loss.
Yes, that's one thing I wanted to emphasise, the fact that he's taken real leadership. I mean, he's not just performed on the field, but away from it as well.
That's absolutely correct, and it's a true leader that performs on and off the field. You can't have one without the other. And he's been just such a staple for that Australian Socceroos team, and obviously for some of the biggest clubs in Europe. Chelsea, obviously where he is now, is one of the greatest clubs in Europe, and it's a testament to the character that he is and the leader that he is, and truly he will be missed.
And the guts. I mean, when you see some of those penalty shootouts and it's just him facing this bullet, what guts?
Yeah, look, I think it'd be very difficult to actually face him. He's always got this look about him, this look of steel, without any nerves at all, and I think it'd be terrifying, as it has been for so many people that have had to come up against him, and he's saved us so many times. But he's always just been so serious. He's always been there for us, and he'll be sorely missed.
He was a massive part of Australia's campaign to qualify for the 2006 World Cup. You could say he'll be remembered in our golden era of soccer, when Australia became really competitive for the first time on the world stage.
That's correct. Look, who could forget his performances in the 2006 World Cup and also in the lead-up to getting us in there with some of those huge penalty saves that even got us there. As you said, it has been a golden era for the Socceroos, and everyone's hoping that this takes it to another level, but it's going to be a difficult position to fill, especially less than a year out to the World Cup, and we really need that experience, and it's such a shame that we'll see him go.
Thomas, how much of this is a new era for Australian soccer? Much of that team from 2006 has already moved on or coming close to the end of their careers. Time for a big rebuild.
Yes, it is, and it's difficult because it doesn't look like there's that smooth transition. You've seen in the press Lucas Neal really kind of almost saying that we don't have that talent coming through, or at least that talent needs to step up and really make their place in the Socceroos. So it looks like we've still got a couple of those experienced players left, but maybe not enough to really be confident with going into the World Cup. In saying that, however, it will be interesting to see how the new coach adapts with this new team, and it may well be a building phase for the next 4 years. The last two games, or the last two losses that they had, especially against Brazil and France, it wasn't a good result for the Socceroos, but being realistic, they were playing against two of the greatest sides on the planet, and we've still got 12 months to go, so it'll certainly be an interesting time for the Socceroos.
Yes. Let's turn our attention to the Ashes, kicking off in Australia later this month. Fair bit of controversy for Australia, as always. How will all of that affect their preparation, especially the Ricky Ponting, Michael Clark thing?
Yes, it certainly is an interesting time, isn't it, for the Ashes? I've almost got deja vu to when we were last speaking about this, the first Ashes around.
Yeah.
They were in a bit of a pickle and they wanted to really get themselves out, and unfortunately I think the weather certainly played against them. But in saying that, they didn't come out on the right side, and this is a way to kind of, I suppose, bring back their fans and create that faith in the team again. So there's a lot of pressure building on this game, and I think it's really exciting for the fans. It's really exciting for Australia. It's really exciting for the Poms to be able to get one up on us again. But I'm sure there's a lot of pressure in that team, and it'll be a real indication of the leadership of Clark to see how he pulls himself out of this, and especially that controversy over Ricky Ponting saying what he did about him.
Yeah. Ricky Ponting can't really have had the team's best interests at heart if he says those things right before the Ashes.
Yeah, it's a big shame because, look, I think Ricky Ponting was a great leader. He led a great era through the Ashes, through the World Cups, through that whole team. And It is interesting because obviously he's promoting a book that's coming out, but it's difficult to balance. Okay, obviously they want big headlines coming out to promote that book, but it's a difficult time. In saying that, however, it seems like those Test cricketers are playing all the time, all throughout the year. So when's the best time to announce it, I suppose?
Yes. And as you say, there's the book and the sales that demand some kind of attention. So the pressure's on Australia. They haven't been performing. Seems to be a rotating door of batsmen. How do you steady? How do you perform when there's no consistency then?
It's a difficult one. It does come to that leadership. It comes to that experience within the group to really step up and say, look, enough's enough. We need to come together as a group. It's not about me performing individually. I think we've seen a lot of that. We've seen some individual brilliance within the team, but it's just not enough. And they're not really gelling together. It's been a difficult time the last 12, 24 months. They've got a new coach. They've got many new players. And as you said, it seems like a bit of a revolving door. So it's really about sitting down together with that team, having that belief of why they're there, how they're there, and putting that together as a team.
Even to what you eat. I have to ask you about this. It came out this week that the England cricket team request gourmet selections of food with an 82-page catering guide. You've got tofu, goji berries, not a meat pie in sight. How critical is that, and how far up the food chain do you have to go to feed a team?
Oh, look, I think we're getting a bit beyond ourselves here, really. Yeah. This seems quite ridiculous to have an 82-page menu. Who do the Pommies think they are? I think it's just something to give us a bit of ammunition, to give them something from the crowd. I think it is really, really ridiculous. I'd love for those boys to have come on some of the tours to us in the middle of Serbia, Croatia, Russia, Hungary, and see the menus that we got dealt along the way. I can tell you it's a far, far, far reality from the truth than having tofu and things like that. So I think it's just professionalism going a bit beyond.
Hungry indeed. Just quickly, Gay Waterhouse, first Melbourne Cup win. Quite a milestone for Australian racing.
Absolute milestone. She's synonymous with Australian racing, really, and this was the last prize that she's been trying for so long. It is nice to see her win it, and, you know, she was very humble afterwards and very excited at the same time, and I think it's a great thing for Australian racing, great thing for Gay Waterhouse. I think everyone certainly celebrated, or at least those who were backing Fiorente.
Thomas Whalen, always great to talk. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thanks so much, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.